about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Happy Friday, everybody. Woo, I need to apologize early. I've been dealing with some pretty bad reflux, so I'm sure some of you guys are going to be hearing some of it in today's show. Yeah, sometimes the doctor has some ills, and that's okay. We just got to get through the ills. Remember, we had that whole Passover, 8 days of no bread. So what ended up happening is at the end of, you know, when you go for no bread, right, or no grains or nothing leavened, nothing that has yeast in it, I mean, that means, I mean, no beer, a lot of alcohol that's fermented, canned. Yeah, did you guys, I know vodka is supposed to be okay because I guess they use potato to ferment it, right? Yeah, tequila uses cactus, maybe. I again, you don't drink because without the bread in your system, you could really get drunk. Yeah, there's some Passover wines, but I'm not a wine drinker. But what makes it so difficult is, you know, you can't have bread and, you know, for the whole week. And so you get kind of ketotic, right? Yeah, right. Remember ketosis? Hey, if you're not eating your carbs, you end up making ketones. You get pretty ketotic. If you thought your wife being neurotic or psychotic was bad, wait till she is ketotic. So my husband and my mother laid low. So finally, Passover ends, and I want to dig into some bread. So we got this place in Vegas called the Bagel Cafe. And the Bagel Cafe, I mean, they got some real nice, yummy bagels and bakery. Probably one of the closest bakeries that I could go to that's kind of New York style. And I like, you know, when you kind of walk in and you got some New Yorkers behind the counter and, you know, all right, who's next? You're like, well, I want some corned beef and I want some this, you know, just kind of New York style. I like it. So I sunk my teeth for the last 3 days into big, huge, plain and onion bagels with chive cream cheese. And I just ripped through it like I would a piece of steak. And now I'm kind of paying for it. So, yeah, onion, thank you. Yeah, onions do give me gas. You'll probably hear that too. But, whew, you know, when your body hasn't had something for a while and all of a sudden it gets it, you know, it's pretty, ketotic. Very good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, what do we got for you today? Well, apparently a judge has blasted the FDA. This is a district court judge demanding that they allow the Plan B emergency contraception available to anybody over the counter, even your 11-year-old daughters. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, we got some more scoop on the James Holmes case, the Aurora, Colorado alleged shooter, and his psychiatrist. Apparently the psychiatrist, Lynn Fenton, did do her job. From what we understand, a court document, she did go to the police. So what did they find in this house? What scoop do we have and how will it affect you? Okay, you know, most of the stuff I bring up on the news, it's not because I got nothing to talk about but the news. It's because everything that I discuss somehow relates to you. And we'll discuss that. All right, we also have 30% of Americans are now afflicted with high blood pressure. 30%, including 8-year-olds, including 50-year-olds, including your in-laws. 30%. We're talking almost a third of you all have high blood pressure. Now, I know some of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, didn't you see the last election? Yeah, mind you, I got that. My blood pressure went up at least 20, 30 points with that one. But I'm still not considered to have high blood pressure. It just, now I'm normal. I used to be hypotensive. After Obama got reelected, now I'm, you know, normotensive. My blood pressure is normal. So I guess we need to review high blood pressure and, you know, what the hell is going on. Really? Almost a third of you guys? Doesn't anybody listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show? So we need to figure this out. And it can't just all be genetic, okay? Because if a generation ago, not all of you had that high of blood pressure, what's happening to you all now? So as you can see, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Never too busy, though, for your calls and your comments. So please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Now, don't forget, I know some of you guys are now tweeting and Facebooking and starting to, phase out. If you are doing that, at least find me on Twitter and find me on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia or Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so the morning after pill. U.S. District Judge Edward Corman in Brooklyn, New York, apparently excoriated the Food and Drug Administration. In medicine, excoriation means scratch. To scratch till you bleed. All right, so I guess that's the term they're using to the FDA for what he called a 12-year delay in making Teva Pharmaceutical. I know some of you are going to be buying stock as we speak. Teva Pharmaceuticals Plan B available over the counter. No, I don't think I have Teva stock. I'm not really into the stock market, and I'm not a big fan of this move here. While acknowledging opponents' contentions that increased access to contraception may encourage sexual conduct by minors, Corman said the case isn't about the potential misuse of Plan B by 11-year-olds. Oh, yes, it will be. He's 70 years old. He ordered the FDA to make the drug available without limits in 30 days. Apparently, his ruling followed a reproductive rights group request to reopen a lawsuit over access to the contraceptive. Okay, so basically Plan B stops a pregnancy from happening. If you take it within 72 hours, its high dose of progesterone will prevent motility of the egg or transport of the zygote. Okay, zygote, that's a lamb, the sperm and egg combined. Okay, it's supposed to prevent transport of that. Now, it doesn't work all the time. Doesn't work all the time. And this being over-the-counter, okay, does that give our youth a message? I'm not worried about the message it gives our youth. Our youth is already screwing around. Okay, we're already too late, guys. Our kids think premarital sex is not taboo. They think having sex is just something you do before the fifth grade. And you need to lose your virginity before you leave middle school. That's what our kids are thinking. So I don't think they're being Plan B over-the-counter. My problem with Plan B over-the-counter is if they aren't going to a doctor or a nurse practitioner or a PA to get this, who is screening them for STDs? Who is counseling them? Who is evaluating them for rape? If a kid, if your daughter gets raped, she hung out with some friends, they decided to gang rape her, and she doesn't want to go to you because she thinks it was all her fault. She just runs to the store to get this Plan B. You'll never know about it. Where are we going? Am I just too old-fashioned? Can we not turn this whole sex thing back? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI on this beautiful Friday coming into a weekend. Although usually my weekends I work more than my weeks, but hopefully you guys are going to get some, get some break from the weather and start enjoying your spring. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. Big thanks to XM Radio. Broadcast the show nationwide to premier radio networks as well as Talk Superstation and all our affiliates out there. Whew. Yeah, I know. You know, it's like winning an Academy Award. I've practiced winning an Academy Award. You know, in the shower, you take a shampoo bottle and you're like, oh, and I'd like to thank, Steven Spielberg for giving me the role of a lifetime. And I'd like to thank, Meryl Streep for being such a gracious loser, when I won the Academy Award. You have it memorized. I got to be careful because whenever I go through the whole slew of who to thank, being on radio every day, I got to make sure I don't accidentally slip in, and the love of my life, Viggo Mortensen. Like, oh, sorry. All right. But, it's all a part of the, when I won an Academy Award, right? Okay. So we're talking about this case where a U.S. District Court judge has now mandated that the FDA allow Plan B to be over-the-counter for our kids to be able to get, and adults, okay? Now, Plan B is a high-dose progesterone that you need to take within 72 hours of sex that was unprotected, okay? If you take it within the 72 hours, I think it could be about 89% effective. If you take it within the first 24 hours, it could be 95% effective. Still 5% chance of pregnancy. They use levonorgestrel, which is a progesterone. So we aren't as concerned about estrogen and clotting and blood clots, but still there are side effects with this medication that's going to be over the counter. You could have bleeding. You could have issues where you're not being screened. You're not being properly educated on birth control. I mean, you know, you could have, you could even get, you know, vomiting and diarrhea, and you could get reactions to the medication, dizziness, etc. So if your 10-year-old or 12-year-old, you know, is in her room vomiting and holding her head and her periods are being off and she goes, Mom, leave me alone. No, don't leave her alone. She might have taken some Plan B. Then if she took some Plan B, you want to know why did she need to take Plan B. Now, some of you think I am too old school and I need to quit complaining about these kids having premarital sex or just kids in general having sex and not waiting till they're old enough to understand what it is and, you know, appreciate what the 2.5 minutes is all about. And I have to be that way because I was delivering kids. Remember I told you about that little 11-year-old holding the teddy bear? Now, you know, the delivery was easy. Baby popped out like nothing. But, you know, again, why was she having sex? And no, she wasn't raped. She wasn't abused. Right? She was having sex. This is what kids do. Middle school now is when a lot of kids lose their virginity. Or if they don't lose their virginity, many of them have to prove to their friends that they did perform some sort of oral sex. Okay? If you thought your kids were watching SpongeBob. You know, when I was in the fifth grade, I remember E.T. came out. I didn't like E.T. It was boring, although I did have a crush on the older brother. So my hormones were cooking, all right? I remember wearing a training bra. I wanted a training bra. My mom said I didn't need it. And then all of a sudden, within a year, I went from training bra to, you know, a Victoria's Secret Double D. Scared the hell out of my mom as well as my classmates. And I remember thinking the Smurfs were cool. I remember Bubblicious was a big bubblegum. I was always chewing Bubblicious. I was decorating my room with Smurf stuff. And I think I had a Michael Jackson poster going up in my room. I wasn't thinking about sex. I wasn't thinking about, you know, second base, third base, but the kids are. Now, where I have a problem with is, are we never going to be able to go back? We talk about teaching abstinence. We talk about teaching kids that, you know, a lot of times your first time hurts. It's over in 45 seconds. Was it really worth it? Now you have STDs. Now you're deflowered. And I don't think these kids really care because what adults say doesn't really stick. It's what your co-kids and your colleagues think. That's what's more important. And, you know, trust me, they don't really care what mom or dad thinks, or they come to me as a doctor and you think they're going to listen to my lecture. So I guess my question to you is, you know, I thought through life there's pendulums and there's cycles. Okay? So there's always a cycle and things always cycle back. Or a pendulum will go from one side to the next. And I'm starting to notice over the last couple of years that there may be things that just won't ever turn back. All right? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Are kids having sex and teen sex and unwanted pregnancy and now judges mandating the FDA to let these kids without their parents or doctors knowing to just go and take the medicine so they don't get pregnant and they could go on their merry way? I mean, will it never go back to there being certain values, certain protections? You know, I mean, are kids going to ever keep it zipped or keep their knees closed again? Or is this just the way life is and we have to conform? A judge mandating that the FDA allow something being out there over the counter that I don't think has been tested in 11 or 12-year-olds. Are we giving in to a society that is progressing the wrong way? Or am I just too square and I need to just get over it and realize this is where we're going, and if you don't bend, the tree's going to snap? Now, you know, if an 11-year-old or a 12-year-old girl is having sex, the parents need to know and the doctor needs to know. That kid needs to be evaluated for STDs, needs to find out why did they have sex. Did they really not want to because it was hurting, but the boy didn't stop? Did they want to use some sort of protection, but the boy said no? Did the boy want protection and the girl say no? You know, what are some of the misconceptions these kids have about sex? One of the girls that got pregnant when she was in high school told me, but I wore a condom. The condom should have worked. No. Condoms only about 86, 89% effective. Condoms break, and many times you guys don't put it on right. Okay, or I don't know, you flip it over inside out and you make balloons with it and then you reuse it. I don't know what you guys are doing with condoms. Because have you guys been taught how to use a condom? Well, no. Lisa in the seventh grade told me you do this. The kids that are teaching your kids about sex don't know themselves. That's another question to you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Is your 14-year-old coming up to you saying, look, I'm about to have sex. What are the things I should be doing? What are the precautions I should be taking? Oh, hell no. They're not doing that. I mean, they're definitely not calling into the Dr. Dahlia show. I mean, you know, asking what to do. So these kids are going by false misconceptions. And that's how they're going into probably one of the most dangerous acts they could be doing now as a teenager. And rather than us trying to go back and promote, okay, proper values and waiting and abstinence and safety, we're having district judge saying we're going to give in. Right? Aren't we being asked with the Republican Party saying it can't go back? Can't go back to the way it used to. We have to now move forward, whether it be on immigration, whether it be on abortion. Is that the way we need to go? Or will we one day go back to kids kind of waiting and courting and dating? Or no, is that just so far gone? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Bob calling from Florida. Hey, Bob, how you doing? Oh, did we lose Bob? All right. It's one of those things where I think we do have to have progression. I think we have to have advancements. I understand smartphones are here to stay. I understand that we have spell checks, so we're going to have some issues with kids and their spelling. Some people have never looked at a clock in their lives, right, because they were born, but you know, during the digital age. So we have to kind of spend a little bit more time with kids, teaching them how to read a clock. I was surprised how long it took my kids to pick that up, how to read a clock. I read a clock easy by kindergarten. But a lot of kids, they're just used to digital. I mean, I get that. Things are progressing. Things are changing. Okay? I get that. But when it comes to your kids having access to over-the-counter birth control, and they don't even really know what sex is, are they capable of taking birth control correctly? My problem, and it's not even birth control, it's, I guess it's a form of birth control not allowed, but it's like a morning after type of regimen. And once this gets approved, it's going to be any day where they're going to now approve birth control over the counter. And I know the left side is hugely, you know, encouraging this and trying to promote this. If a child needs to get over-the-counter birth control or an over-the-counter morning after, that means they aren't educated and they're doing something wrong, because why do they need to get it over-the-counter to begin with? It means they must have screwed up. It means they're probably not having safe sex. Somebody needs to talk to these kids. All right, when we come back, James Holmes, psychiatrist, she did warn the police. What's going on now with that case? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Let's go back to the phone lines. We got Bob calling from Florida. Bob, what's up, buddy?
Hi, Al. I'm interested in your subject about the problems with teenagers getting younger and younger involved in reproductive activity. And it's pretty obvious that it's got a lot to do with the fact that a lot of chemicals that we're exposed to that are man-made are causing the age of puberty to become younger and younger as time goes on. And until we get a grasp on this problem of artificially inducing puberty at a younger and younger time, then there isn't a chance in hell that we're ever going to stop young people from having reproductive activity at a young age.
No, that's a great point. No, Bob, thank you for calling. You know, in addition to, you know, chemicals and the phthalates that cause endocrine changes, I think another issue is obesity. the heavier a child is, the more fat, the more sex hormones. And so I remember in the fifth grade, I was pretty skinny. And so I really didn't have boobies yet. But the heavier girls did. And it was a shame because the other kids were making fun of them when they were running, you know, in track. And it was a shame. But these girls were already starting to, you know, have body odor, starting to need deodorant, starting, you know, to wear bras, and were already having their periods. And I remember going to my mom, you know, because in the fifth grade, we were about 10 years old. And my mom's like, oh, that's early. You're probably not going to get your period till you're 13. And she was right. You know, mom's always right. She called it. And, you know, so I wasn't, you know, 13. But when I was 13, damn, I packed on weight. Now, which came first, the puberty or the weight? Was I gaining weight? And then all of a sudden, I think it was the puberty, honestly. Because you start going through puberty a couple years before the period. So period is kind of the last straw. But obesity and an increase in fat storage will, I think, promote puberty earlier. So whenever I see a child who's 9, 10 years old and overweight, I already start talking to the parents about how expect her to go through puberty a little sooner. And, of course, with puberty and the sex hormones and the estrogen and the testosterone and the progesterone, etc., you are going to be a little bit more amorous. But wait a second here, though. Okay? In the olden days, though, girls were still a little afraid of sex. Okay, I think we could talk about chemicals and we could talk about obesity till the day is long. What is going on in the cafeteria? What is going on in the girls' bathroom or the boys' bathroom where people are changing their minds about, or not even changing their minds? What is being, what's the doctrine now? What is the doctrine that these kids are going by? I was always under the impression when I was growing up that if I even thought about sex, the Lord would smite me, okay? Now, that came from my parents. But then what I also learned from siblings and friends, etc., is it was going to hurt and you were going to bleed. And so if a boy starts to kind of be a little, you know, aggressive, get as far away from him as possible. That was my thinking back in the sixth grade and the seventh grade. High school, you're like, well, you know, the popular pretty girls are having sex and they're cooler, but nah, none of these guys are worth it. I'm going to wait. I'm going to save myself. That's not though what kids are thinking, unless I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just seeing a portion of the population that I, you know, is a little bit more unruly. Maybe this judge is only representative of a small minority, but I'm kind of getting the idea. No, the majority of America, the majority of legislatures, they're thinking, no, we have to give in and we have to, because the kids are having sex no matter what. There's nothing we could say. There's nothing we could change. You can't change the doctrine. I think the only thing that would probably change the doctrine would be a big, huge, nasty, and God forbid, we don't want this, STD that, you know, is rampant and starts to kill. Now, when I was growing up in the 80s, that was AIDS. That was HIV. So we were scared to death of HIV. So that was another reason why, okay, I don't really know what's going on with the sex thing. It may hurt. The guy's a little gooby. I doubt he's really going to know what he's supposed to do. I don't know what I want, and now we got AIDS. Well, kids aren't scared of AIDS. If you bring up HIV to an average 16-year-old, you think they've never seen another kid with HIV. They don't have a family member with HIV. They don't see it. Now, as a doctor, I see HIV. Okay, I see it. Now, I also see people being treated, and it's not the death sentence as it was 20, 30 years ago, thank God. But HIV just doesn't seem to scare anybody, people as much anymore. So is that what has to happen? Another disease that comes out? I don't want that to happen, but where is this going to stop? Kids having sex when they're not supposed to, kids getting pregnant, kids thinking they're pregnant, and now they could just go to Walgreens or Walmart or whatever, pick up some over-the-counter, pop the pill with their red bill, go on their merry day and have sex again. The idea that you could pop a pill and everything's going to be all right, is that what we want our kids to think? Is that something we want to promote? And if they can very easily pop a pill to not get pregnant when they weren't supposed to be having sex, what's to stop them later from popping pills to get through their job, to get through school, to get through their marriage. I really think we need to get out of this pill-popping stage we're in, this rut we're in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Now, speaking of pill-popping, it looks like James Holmes had a plethora of medications in his house. James Holmes is the alleged shooter who wore dress up as the Joker and killed multiple people in a rural Colorado shooting back in the summer. Now, when they went through his house, I think they found a glow stick. Not sure what the significance was of the glow stick. Hope they had gloves when they handled it. There was dozens of bottles of beer, a lot of alcohol, and a variety of bottles of medications. We're being told they were antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications, which is going to worry me when the names are revealed, because I'm wondering what's going to happen. I should say, with the psychological profession, if the psychological profession is going to be under fire for prescribing antidepressants and anti-anxiety to somebody who later became a killer, are we going to have less people want to prescribe them and just tell you, you know what, I'm not going to give it to you. I just got to refer you out because I have no idea if, you know, you could be a James Holmes. I'm a little nervous about this. I mean, as this unfolds, we're going to find out what medications they're on and what's going to befall on the psychiatric or the medical profession. Well, that's going to be a topic we're going to have to look into. But from what we understand, Dr. Lynn Fenton, the psychologist who had seen James Holmes and treated him before the killings, actually stopped treatment, I think, about a month or two before, and did actually notify police. Now, we don't know what the police had done after she notified them, but from what we understand, he was sending her, after she had stopped treating him, very nasty texts, threatening messages through her email. Now, I believe she went to university police. Now, university police are still police. And so when she was being sued and being faulted for not going to authorities, if she technically went to university police, it's going to be a question of, was that enough? Or did she also have to call Metro? But what then happened from the university police standpoint? Did James Holmes leave the school, University of Colorado, and then did university police have no more jurisdiction? All right, and if this is the case of a jurisdictional issue, how do people fall through the cracks, and what needs to be done? Now, Dr. Lynn Fenton is already being sued by a widow of somebody who was shot and killed during the shooting, and it's because she didn't go to the authorities. Well, if she did go to authorities, was that enough? Or do you have to go to Metro? Do you have to, I don't know, go to the newspapers? I mean, how much does somebody need to do, all right? Because remember, she didn't know he was a killer. She just thought something was kooky. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, SquattyPotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, Potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. That's what we do. We talk, but we also do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. I communicate with you guys a lot over the weekend, and when I'm not on air, any breaking news I am able to give you, I do on Twitter and Facebook. So please don't forget what you guys are tweeting around and fiddling around find us at Dr. Dahlia or the Dr. Dahlia Show. That's me. I'm smiling. You know it's me because I'm sitting there smiling. Not a lot of Twitter pictures or Facebook pictures of people smiling. It's usually people shirtless, I don't know, people breastfeeding, body parts, me, it's just my face smiling, that's me, then you know it's me. Not that there's a lot of Dr. Dahlias out there. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Before we go into the blood pressure issues, how 30% of you guys have blood pressure, a quick case, an update I need to talk to you all about is this hepatitis case that occurred in Southern Nevada years ago, where a doctor who I trained under, Dr. Deepak Desai, had apparently reused certain equipment, and he had a couple nurse anesthetists who had, from what we understand, contaminated the vial of propofol such that people were affected with hepatitis, one of which has already died. Now, this case has been going on for a while. From what we understand, the two nurse anesthetists as well as Dr. Desai are being, from what I understand, they are being charged with a second-degree murder charges over the death of the colonoscopy patient, and Dr. Desai is also facing federal fraud charges. Many of you who have been out of state and had heard of this case that happened in Nevada, you know, had used that as an excuse with your doctor, well, I'm not getting a colonoscopy because you could get hepatitis. The reason why people got hepatitis, it wasn't so much, we believe, from the scope going in, but because the nurse anesthetist had a little needle that was placed in the vein for anesthesia, and when you put the little port in, you get a little backsplash of blood. Well, when you syringe in the propofol, okay, a little bit of blood got on the syringe. When they put the syringe on the needle sticking in the propofol, plunged to get more, it put the contaminated blood from one patient into the bottle of propofol. Then, because it was a multi-use bottle of propofol, then when they would take the medicine to the next patient and use in his arm, his hand, it contaminated the propofol. So about six, and then contaminated the next person. So what has thus far happened, and we'll tell you what the latest news is, thus far happened, propofol was sued and actually had to pay out $750 million in punitive damages. Propofol got hit in this lawsuit because once something goes bad, everybody involved is going to get nailed. And propofol, I guess, was sued because they didn't have single-dose vials. Because they had multi-dose vials, they got sued because they prosecutors claim it's propofol's fault that this happened, in addition to Dr. Desai. Now, for any of you that have seen a bottle of lidocaine or a bottle of iodine or bottle of, you know, yeah, there are multi-use vials for things, okay? Now, you are supposed to use aseptic technique. You are supposed to suck out the medicine sterilely. There's a way to do that. But multi-dose vials have been used for decades. After this case, we're going to see a change. It's going to raise costs, of course. But do I really think Teva was at fault for this? No, I think the nurse anesthetist, you know, screwed up. They should have been more careful. Now, for many of you that are given propofol for surgeries, it's usually not done that way. Usually there's IV tubing, and it goes into the IV tubing, so you don't have that backsplash of blood and contact, which is why we really haven't seen this much. The reason why this was an issue is we believe once Medicare had said, all right, guys, we're bundling now, you're not getting paid separately for anesthesia, the doctor who I had trained with, and I remember had anesthesiologists and all the IV tubing, got rid of all that because now it's out of their pocket. And they got the cheapest people who could administer the anesthesia and then also the cheapest equipment. And rather than IV tubing, little baby port. And no, I'm not blaming Medicare for it, and Medicare obviously won't get sued like propofol was, but, you know, we think that's what, you know, prompted this half-assness. Now, today, not today, this week, the insurance who had allowed Dr. Desai to be a provider has now been sued. United Health Group Incorporated, which I guess has Health Plan in Nevada and Sierra Health Services, were found negligent in their oversight of Dr. Desai, who was the gastroenterologist blamed for infecting the patients with hepatitis C. So the panel ordered Sierra Health and Health Plan in Nevada to pay $15 million in compensatory damages to Bonnie Brunson and her husband and $9 million to Helen Meyer. Two women say they got hepatitis from the colonoscopy procedures at Desai's clinic. They originally wanted the jury to award $1 billion in punitive damages. Now, how does this affect you? Okay? How does insurance companies now getting sued because of a doctor affect you? Well, of course, costs go up, okay? They're going to want to make their money somehow, so costs are going up. Now, these particular subsidiaries are only in Nevada, so we're probably only going to see price hikes in Nevada. But now, if insurance companies are going to be sued because one of the providers that they allow you to see and pay for will now cause them to be negligent, what does this mean they're going to do? Are they going to be now doing spot checks? Are they going to now be doing inspections, OSHA? It's going to be a big pain in the butt for doctors. Maybe not a bad idea for patients, though. You know, I mean, you know, who is supervising them? Where I'm a little worried is the supervising board, the supervisors aren't usually the insurance companies. We got too many. I mean, so what? Culinary, Blue Cross Blue Shield, United, Aetna, Coventry, TRICARE, TriWest, Medicare, Medicaid are going to be doing inspections all the time if they think they're going to get sued. Who's responsible for overseeing you is the medical board. So my next question is, oh no, are they going to start, you know, they're going to now sue the medical board? You know, interesting with this Rutgers issue, right? Now the president of Rutgers is now being pressured to resign because he had a coach that had been marginalizing, who had been cursing at students and using racial slurs and throwing basketballs at them, etc. So now the president is being asked to resign. If you notice, whenever something goes wrong, it's always up the chain where people want blood. And my recommendation to any of you, right, who's a manager, who's an assistant manager, who's an owner, if there is anybody that you think is going to be doing any wrongdoing, for you to save your own skin, I mean, you may have to call it years early and do whatever reporting you need, because when something goes wrong, everybody goes down with them. So, like in this hepatitis case, going after the doctor and going after the nurse anesthetist wasn't enough. They had to go after the medicine and the vial that's been used and successfully used for decades. They're going after the insurance companies. Who else could they go after? All right, now, mind you, that sucks what happened to them. They have a right to be ticked. They have a right. But what I get a little nervous about is when we have somebody that provides a drug that we, you know, we use pretty often. I mean, Michael Jackson's doctor used it, right? I mean, this is a medication that we use pretty frequently and pretty safely in anesthetic changes, in anesthetic settings. Now we're going to have the sequelae and the consequences of this lawsuit trickling down to you and I as a consumer. Anesthesia is going to be more expensive. It's just one of those things where there's that ripple effect. And again, my heart goes out. I actually take care of some of the patients who were affected by the hepatitis case that came down with hepatitis. It's scary. It's very, very scary. But just realize when something goes down in a department two doors down from yours, there's a good chance you're going down with the ship. And so if you think you had any possibility of being involved with that, you may want to just put your ducks in a row, okay? Because when things go wrong, everybody goes down with them. Okay, we're going to be talking about why 30% of Americans have high blood pressure. 30%. What is high blood pressure and why is the number so high? 1-877-DOC-7.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 2237.